My guest today, Dr. Mark Schneep. He directs the California Economic Forecast, and the website is californiaforecast.com. We're going to jump into real estate, but the latest on Social Security reserves, they were expected to last to 2037, and now what?
2034.
So I'm going to start taking at the end of 2022, so I'll have 12 years. So as long as I'm dead at by age 78, I'll be fine. I don't know. We need more people paying into it. They need to cut the benefits, or they need to increase paying into it. Are they going to do both? Or
well, given current immigration policy on the part of the administration, and if we can get these immigrants now to work, then we'll have a lot more people paying into it. Yes. Or we need to cut the benefits, exactly. So, or you just need to plan on preparing to die, and everybody needs to prepare to die early. So see if you can schedule someone to bump you off by 2034.
2034. Keep me updated, because if that changes to 2037, I could use a few extra years. I'm going to die at age 84, so I'm just going to spend all my Social Security money by the time I'm 78 and not worry about it, and then I'll tap into my my SEP IRA. Okay, real estate, what's going to happen first? The pandemic's going to end, the third lanes are going to be finished from Santa Barbara to Carpinteria, or the real estate market will calm down and will go back to a normal market, let alone a buyer's market?
What will happen first, huh?
Correct.
Oh, those are hard choices. Probably the lanes will finish. You know, I think that may be the case. I think we'll see that project finished by, 2028?
This way, well, more people are living in their cars because they can't afford to buy a house, so at least they'll be able to drive up and down on the three lanes. So what's it going to take? When are interest rates going to jump up? When are we going to get more inventory? How come nobody's selling their homes?
Well, in California, they're not selling them because the tax, you've got the tax consequences are pretty high, even though, you can transfer your property tax once. But nevertheless, that's an impediment. People don't want to move simply because where are they going to go? They're going to have to go to Oklahoma, and they don't want to go there. So that's, there's not a lot of substitutes here of where you could end up, so they might as well just stay where they are.
Well,
And since we're not building new and we're not listing more existing properties because people don't want to move, then we have a supply impediment. And a supply impediment with demand staying just the same is going to keep prices high, if not keep them going higher. So the real estate issue will probably never end. This is always going to be a problem. It always essentially has been.
Now, first of all, Alon went to Texas. He didn't go to Oklahoma. The Nation, I read sometimes saying that inventory is rising, but clearly in our South Coast cocoon here, inventory is plummeting. There's like three houses on the market. So specifically in Santa Barbara, I mean, I guess everything you said rings true here. No one wants to move. They got nowhere to go. High interest rates. When are we going to get higher interest rates? And that might put pressure on pricing.
Well, I think you're going to start seeing higher interest rates early next year. The Fed has committed to doing them towards the end of next year. But I think that they're going to be forced to come in a little bit earlier than that, maybe by mid next year. However, we don't have to wait for the Fed. The bond market will sell off with this higher inflation, and that is what affects mortgage rates, is the bond market. So I think you're going to start to see interest rates start rising a lot quicker as we go into next year. And so that's going to help shut down some of this market. But remember, better than anyone else, 40% of all sales are all cash, aren't they, or even more? So most people are inconsequential to the interest rates.
That's very true. And I just don't understand how that inventory of cash buyers seems to be never ending. I mean, I thought we'd go through a surge. but it's just never ending.
Well, the stock market is helping to fuel that. So if we get a stock market correction, then you'll start to see some of this demand from new buyers curtailed.
You said if, instead of saying when, we get a stock market correction.
We will have a correction, yes.
The bond market, I don't know anything about bonds. Interest rates?
You don't want to know anything about bonds. I mean, bonds are boring, right?
I did learn recently that instead of when you buy a stock, you're buying part of the company. When you buy a bond, you're buying a debt of a company. Is that that accurate?
Yes.
And when interest rates go up, bonds go down. So do you own any bonds? Would you buy a bond now?
Well, would you like to buy debt of the federal government now?
No.
Yeah. Okay. And with interest rates rising, then bond prices fall. So the value of your bond is declining. So, yeah, I don't think this is a good time to buy bonds. No.
But I learned that the bond will pay you a set interest rate. And as long as you keep the bond for the term, hopefully if whatever you bought it and if it still exists, you could get your money back.
Right. It's riskless. As far as the return on it, what it's promising you.
Right.
But the equity component could go to hell on you. So, you know, you would lose based on the value of the bond, not the yield.
Well, based on the fact that you told me I have to be dead by age 78, a guy was trying to sell me a 20-year bond. I said, well, I'm 66, 65 years old. I don't want to buy a 20-year bond. I got no one to leave my money to. My guest, Mark Schneep, he's the director of the California Economic Forecast. You can find him at californiaforecast.com. R.P. Richards, dedicating today's program to R.P. Richards. He passed away in 2010 on November 16th. Did you ever hear his interview with me when he was down at the Coral Casino during construction?
Nope, never heard it.
Did you never heard it? Did you know R.P. at all?
Well, I knew of him, yes. I knew of that company, yes.
That was, he started out in the 1960s with bought a company with 5 or 7 trucks, ended up with 250 plumbing trucks, fifth largest plumbing contractor in the country. So, Mark Schneep, God, it's always good to talk to you. You came out with a lot of great information. Social Security... Are you going to wait to take Social Security until 70, 66?
I'll just die at my desk.
My buddy's taking it at age 62 because he's got a pension. All these teachers and people with pensions, they just take their Social Security early because, does that make sense to you?
Well, it just depends. It's really a annuity mathematical problem because the longer you wait, the higher the amount that you draw. So it just depends on how long you plan on living. And right now, the interest rates are so low that it's not so much going to help you if you start taking it early.
Why are the interest rates being low impacting if you take it early? What do you mean by that?
Well, again, because the present discounted value, if you wait, it doesn't really change much. So the interest rates being low make it better, perhaps, if you wait and you wait for the expanded size of your payout. That may actually behoove you more than taking it early now.
Okay, Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast, californiaforecast.com. Thank you so much for joining me on the 23rd anniversary of Radio Real Estate. First guest and maybe the last guest if I die sooner than expected. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye, Mark.
Bye-bye. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.